The next matter on today's calendar is the admission on motion of lawyers to the Bar of Ohio. We have eight such applicants before us today. Our procedure will be as follows. I'll ask each of the presenters to step forward when I call your name, and please tell us briefly a little bit about yourself or your association or firm. Tell us specifically why the applicant you're representing would make an excellent lawyer in Ohio. And we do ask that when the presenter speaks, that the applicant you're speaking about would please rise so that we can identify you. At the end of the presentations, all eight, I will ask the applicants to all step forward, and at that time, Justice O'Connor will administer the oath of office. The first presenter is Jack Mosher.
Good morning, Chief Justice Brown. May it please the court. I'm Jack Mosher. I'm here to present Ronald D. Amarin, Jr. for admission to the Ohio Bar. Mr. Amarin is a lawyer with Jones, Gray, Crean, and Garage out of Pittsburgh. It is a law firm that I have had a relationship with through several lawsuits over the course of years. He practices in the areas of commercial, criminal, corporate, and business law, as well as workers' compensation. Mr. Amarin has served as a clerk to Judge Thomas Frampton of the Mercer County Court of Common Pleas in Pennsylvania and has acted as a hearing master with regard to protection from abuse petitions. Since 1994, Mr. Amarin has served as a court-appointed mental health hearing officer in Pennsylvania, and he is admitted to practice before the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, United States District Court for the Western District of Pennsylvania, and is also a member of the Pennsylvania and Mercer County Bar Association. I would be happy to recommend Mr. Amarin be admitted as to the Ohio Attorney Bar. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Mr. Mosher. Ray King.
Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Ray King, Chief Justice Brown, and the justices. I am honored to recommend Alan Barinholtz to be admitted to the Bar of the State of Ohio. I've been an attorney in this state for 35 years. I've known Alan for probably longer than that. His wife and my wife are first cousins, and he is admitted to Cook County, to the Illinois Supreme Court. Alan and I have worked together on several occasions on cases here in Ohio, and he is a fine, outstanding attorney. He has his own practice, has his own firm. I'm very pleased and very willing to recommend Alan Barinholtz to be admitted to the Bar of the State of Ohio. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Mr. King. Charleston Wong.
May it please Mr. Chief Justice and Justices of the Court. My name is Charleston Wong, and it is my privilege this morning to present to the Court Mr. Mark James Mahoney, who is personally known to me for a number of years. He is a member of the Wisconsin Bar and has been in practice for a number of years in corporate setting and also in private practice. He's currently employed with a major insurance company as in the corporate department in practice of law, and he wishes to also be admitted to the court of the state of Ohio for practice as member of this bar. And I can certify to his fitness, having known him personally. He's a member of Christ Church Cathedral, and he's very active on a number of projects with which I'm also involved. And I also know him as a lawyer, and throughout my practice of about 28 years, I've known him for 5 years now, and I can certainly say that he will be a wonderful addition to our bar here and to continue his practice of law, which I'm very confident of. So it's my honor to present him.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you, Your Honors.
Andrew Paulus.
Good morning, Your Honors, and may it please the court. I'm here today to present Laura Elizabeth McNally for admission to the Ohio Bar. I work in the Milton A. Kramer Law Clinic Center at Case Western Reserve University, where I have been teaching for the last 2 years, and in that capacity have had the great privilege of getting to know Professor McNally, who has been teaching at Case since 2005. She graduated from Syracuse Law School in 1999 and is admitted in the bar of Alabama since 2000. She has taught at the University of Alabama and also at Suffolk Law School in Massachusetts. I've come to learn in my 20 years of practicing law that there's much more to law than we sometimes think when we graduate from law school. Some of us are very good at the analysis. Some of us are very good at strategy. But as Justice Holmes said, the life of the law has not been logic. It has been experience. Professor McNally, in her teaching and in her practice of law and in her thoughtfulness, exemplifies everything I wish I could be as a lawyer. And it is my great privilege to recommend to this court that she be admitted today. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Paulus. Barbara Seger.
Good morning, Your Honors. I may please the court. My name is Barbara Seger. I practice in Dayton, Ohio, and it is my pleasure to present for admission Mary Ann Poirier. I've known her for the last several years since she has returned to Ohio. She practiced prior to that in Washington, D.C., most recently with the EPA, and prior to that with Baker & Botts. I know her to be of fine moral and professional character and would highly recommend her for admission. I think she'll be a real asset for our state.
Thank you. Jennifer Lesney Fleming.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the court. My name is Jennifer Lesney Fleming. I'm a partner with Thompson Hine in the Cleveland office, and I'm here to recommend for admission Michelle Reamer. Michelle Reamer has been working at Thompson Hine in a paralegal capacity for the last 3 years, but she is admitted in California as a lawyer and had practiced in California for 5 years before coming to Ohio. I have found Michelle to be of outstanding character. She's bright, she's motivated, and she's dedicated to the practice of law. So I definitely recommend Michelle Reamer for admission to Ohio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Arnold Schulberg.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the court. My name is Arnold Schulberg. I reside in West Virginia, but have been a member of the Ohio Bar since 1995. I'm here today to move the admission of my brother, Howard Schulberg, to the Bar of the State of Ohio. Obviously, I've known Howie all of his life, and he is a lawyer in Pittsburgh. He is with the firm of Gehring, Rutter & Beam, practicing primarily civil law, municipal practice, as well as mediation. He is a member of the Academy of Trial Lawyers in Pittsburgh and is going to assume the position of president-elect of the Allegheny County Bar Association. He's a man of the highest integrity and moral character, and I'm pleased to move his admission.
Thank you. And finally, Andrew Walther.
Chief Justice, members of the court, if it may please the court, I'm here to suggest to the court and certify that Carlene Yamamoto is highly recommended by myself through my experiences with her, working with her, as well as personally knowing her for over 15 years. She's a member of the Georgia Court, or Georgia Bar. She practices in real estate, as I do, and I would highly recommend her for her moral character and her honesty and her diligence in representing clients. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Walther. Justices, is there a motion that the applicants be admitted to the Bar of Ohio?
Move the admission.
Without objection, the motion is adopted. The eight applicants will all please come forward at this time, and please stop at the first step. And Justice O'Connor, would you please administer the oath?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Would you please raise your right hands and repeat after me? I, and then state your name.
I, Laura McNally.
Hereby swear.
Hereby swear.
That I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States.
I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of Ohio.
The Constitution and laws of Ohio.
And I will abide by the Ohio Rules of Professional Conduct. In my capacity, as an attorney and officer of the court,
As an attorney and officer of the court.
I will conduct myself.
I will conduct myself.
With dignity and civility.
With dignity and civility.
And show respect.
And show respect.
Towards judges.
Towards judges.
Court staff.
Court staff.
Clients.
Clients.
Fellow professionals.
Fellow professionals.
And all other persons.
And all other persons.
I will honestly.
I will honestly.
Faithfully.
Faithfully.
And competently.
Competently.
Discharge the duties of an attorney at law.
Discharge the duties of an attorney at law.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Applicants, on behalf of the court and the Bar of Ohio, welcome to the Ohio Bar. Your introduction to the court by your colleague who presented you tells us that you are lawyers of good standing and good character. And the oath that you've just taken tells us that you pledge to uphold the law and the ethical standards of the legal profession. These are the minimum expectations on you, ones that we know that you will far exceed. Congratulations to each of you, and good luck. Marshall, you may now adjourn the court.